It is the riots. I don't want to start every podcast with how tired we are, but I feel like we need to start every podcast with how tired we are.
Well, maybe that's just what we become known for, if we're not
the tired
already.
Show?
Yeah.
I don't think other morning shows talk about that.
That's because commercial and advertisement keep them from doing that. Yeah.
They don't let them.
Which is kind of true for that. Happy Monday. Welcome to January 23rd. Almost done with January. Let's move on to February.
Boy, you know, I left this break out of the podcast, but Nikki and I are both really tired of hearing about politics.
Yes, after this past weekend,
oh,
for sure.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tired of hearing about it.
I saw someone who listens, he posted how much he was tired of hate book. And I was like, yes, that's the perfect way to call Facebook.
But man, it's not just Facebook. Twitter was bad too. It's just like one of those things where this weekend...
Well, don't look at your Instagram feed because it's just as bad.
No, I had to unplug a little bit. And quite frankly, if we're going to have a Monday... day that's just like Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I'm back out. I'm gonna post something on the Facebook page, the riot page, whatever. You can find it there. I still don't know what it's gonna be. I don't know.
But
something.
We'll keep it kind and keep it nice.
If you want to stop by and say something nice, feel free to do that. But geez, can we just stop?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, take a break from that. Enjoy this podcast because none of that gets into this.
It doesn't. I left it all out.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Helpful police and the meth that someone sold you. There's talk of Netflix. Nikki and I actually watched it this weekend instead of only adding things to our queue. Chinese New Year's resolutions. Gwyneth Paltrow and how she's going to save us all. How you can be 109 years old. And probably the two most important things we talk about, a new Terminator movie.
Yeah.
And the horse diaper industry.
Can't wait.
It's real.
Enjoy the podcast and have a really good day.
Bye.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
You know, one of the most frustrating things that I have experienced in the illicit drug market is when you buy yourself some drugs and then you find out that it's not the drug you thought it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know,
it's that's just a disappointment, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is. Well, like, you know, for example, it's like, hey, I wanted to buy meth, and then it turns out that it's like baby powder or flour or, you know, whatever. Which is why I really appreciate police departments like those in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you look on Facebook over the weekend, they actually put out a thing that if you come, actually, I'll just read it to you, okay? During an investigation on January 19th, it came to our attention that some of you have recently purchased methamphetamine, which may in fact have been sold rock salt packaged and sold as meth. We understand how frustrating it is buying something and finding out it's not what you thought you purchased. Please feel free to bring it to the Sparta Police Department for testing. Tests can be conducted on meth pipes, needles, or other paraphernalia as long as you have them.
It's a trap.
You think it is?
Well, to get you in.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, you go down to the police department with your meth. They can test it for you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll know whether or not you should buy it or not.
Which is a guarantee that anybody coming in to bring their stuff is on meth, to believe it.
Well, you know, Nikki, it doesn't have to be like that. They wouldn't invite you in if they weren't there to help.
They wouldn't be lying to you.
They wouldn't do that, Nikki. So my thought is, you know, a lot of police departments, they'll allow you to come in and, like, say you're meeting somebody for a Craigslist sale.
You can meet him in the police department parking lot or
even in the lobby. So this is just one of those things where it's like, hey, I found this guy on Craigslist. We're doing a drug deal. And to make sure that everything goes well and to get the drugs tested, we're going to meet there in the lobby at the police department.
Sound good?
It sounds like a great plan. So that way. And that's only, now granted.
You're planning to fail at that point.
I don't understand. So the thing is, like, this is only in Sparta, Wisconsin, so you might want to check with, you know, like, your local police department to make sure that they are offering the same deal.
Yeah.
Because that's something I found, you know, like a restaurant, you've got a coupon, and it'll just be for a certain area, and you want to make sure that they're actually going to honor that coupon. I know, forgiveness, not permission kind of thing, but, you know, where money's involved, or jail time, you want to make sure that...
How awesome would it be instead of rock salt, you got like a Parmesan cheese or something instead of whatever you thought you were getting?
Hey.
A cheese, because it's just bountiful there.
You know, in fairness, a rock salt I've got no use for, but if somebody sold me a Parmesan cheese.
Could have been a premium cheese.
I actually think, believe it or not, that powdered Parmesan on pizza, I love that.
That's delicious.
Isn't that great?
There's no arresting you if all you bought was cheese.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the good news. Like, the good news is we aren't going to arrest you. This is only Parmesan cheese.
Let's order pizza.
Let's get a pizza.
It's The Riot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
Radio U.
Were you with us on Friday? Because Friday morning, Nikki and I ended up, I don't know, spending at least half an hour just adding things to our Netflix queue. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes, and I went through a couple of them over the weekend.
I did too.
just so in sync.
I couldn't believe I did it. Something I added to my queue, I watched it. That is an unprecedented thing that on a Friday I add something to my queue and on Saturday I watched it.
Well, a lot of times I never go to Netflix's website. I always just use my app.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm always given the same things, you know, as options. So when we were looking, even just online, I had a few more options and...
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah, okay, maybe I'll watch a few things.
If you scroll through stuff on your PC, typically you get more than you get through a Netflix app.
But normally with Netflix, Amazon, all the sites, we tend to put stuff in our queue, but just never watch it.
Well, I did. What did you watch?
Nothing of substance that'd be worth repeating.
Oh, you don't want to say.
I watched. Not fall under the maybe stupid, embarrassing category.
Okay, well, I watched The Three Musketeers.
Did you?
It was the 2011...
We didn't know it was
version.
Ever made a movie.
Well, I knew that it had gotten made, but I didn't know. I guess I had just forgotten about it. I remember that it really tanked at the box office and everyone hated it. But since I'm paying the big bucks for Netflix, I thought, why not go ahead? Because I'm a huge fan of the original novel, which I realize is a series of serialized whatever that was condensed into. I get it.
He knows
right?
that.
And I was fascinated by, you know, the new Resident Evil movies coming out. Well, this was a movie that basically when the Resident Evil people were on break from Resident Evil, they made this movie. So it's Paul W.S. Anderson directing his wife, what's her face? Mila Jovovich.
Jovovich, yep.
It is terrible.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, though.
It's absolutely terrible.
Fantastic.
I don't know why I finished it.
Like,
well, no.
The
production design, fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything looks glorious. And the cast is so great. I mean, they cast spectacular people, including the, what's his name? Christoph Waltz is Cardinal Rich. Christoph Waltz. He's great. Completely wasted.
So you're
Cardinal
talking about
Richelieu.
A lack of a good script. Is that it?
Oh, just terrible.
Which some of the Resident Evil movies have a problem with, too.
Actually, I feel like it's spot on. And just like the Resident Evil movies, you know how each one ends where it's like, oh, here's how the next one could start. This movie had that, too.
Sure.
It had all the stuff, including some weird several scenes, actually, where Mila Jovovich was doing kind of cartwheels, sliding across the floor, like that stuff.
So the stunt guy from the Resident Evil was also doing this, too. The whole crew, you're right, went over.
It had everything. It just was like, but terrible, terrible. And I mean, I've watched, no, you'd be better off. You know what's a better Three Musketeers movie? The Disney one.
Oh, the animated.
No, not the animated one. The live action one.
Oh, that one?
It's got Kiefer Sutherland in it. And I don't remember. And who? Tim Kerr? No. Tim something that plays Cardinal Richelieu. That is actually a pretty
Robbins?
Good. No.
I just don't know why, but that felt like a word that might work.
It feels good. What is
it
his
felt
name?
Like something. Tim something?
Let's see. You know what? We're gonna figure it out right now. Here's the game. Here's the candy bar. I can't get it.
Tim Roth.
Yes.
Yay.
No, that's not.
No,
it.
Tim.
That's
Curry?
Wrong. Tim. It must be Tim Curry. But isn't he something else?
No, that's Tim Curry.
Okay, yeah, Tim Curry. So I was right the first time.
Yeah, the Rocky Horror Picture Show guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah, Tim Curry.
And don't forget an amazing turn as the evil. Guy at the hotel in Home Alone 2.
Okay. Well, this has been your talk about a 1993 movie, it being better than the 2000 and whatever movie I'm that just, you watched over the weekend.
I'm just telling you that the movie I watched over the weekend, Netflix, I hope you guys got a deal on it.
It was probably free with the Resident Evil Extinction one.
I hope it was.
It's a package deal.
I hope so.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Don't know if you know this, but Chinese New Year is this Saturday, I think? Let me double check. Yeah, the 28th, that's the Saturday. So Happy New Year to all of our fans that are listening in China. I thought maybe Chinese New Year was last weekend because I was looking at this. There were hundreds of people across Japan that took part of an annual tradition.
Japan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I said China.
I'm just making sure.
Hang with me. Yeah. In Japan, they went out in temperatures as low as 2 degrees Celsius, which is about 36 degrees. I don't consider that to be that cold.
Yeah, but when you say it...
I know.
In the other way, it sounds more threatening that way.
So this year is the 62nd year of this tradition in which you take an ice bath, and that is a way to cleanse yourself for the new year.
Oh, kind of like a polar plunge for us.
It is, but, you know, like, whereas we would get in the water, they just have, like, big buckets of water.
So you splash yourself
with
it.
So it looks a lot like the ice challenge, actually. Mm. And to be clear, it looks very cold. It looks cold. I'm not interested in doing that myself. But in reading about this, I was like, wait, so in Japan, do they celebrate the same New Year that they do in China? The answer is no. These people are just 3 weeks late.
Oh, sure.
To do the polar plunge ice cleanse, whatever the thing is. So whatever New Year's tradition your family has, just
it's
to be clear.
How we all celebrate in different ways.
We do. We do. And I also started thinking about this. Us staring down the barrel of Chinese New Year. If up until this point, you either A, haven't taken your ice bath, or B, you know, maybe your New Year's resolutions have not exactly... you know, jumped off the way that you said that they were going to.
Maybe you weren't as aggressive with them as you hoped in the beginning of the new year.
Maybe you were very aggressive and then...
that's gone.
You're not quite as aggressive right now. You know, Nikki, this could be the perfect time for you to have your Chinese New Year's
resolution. You just restart it.
Yeah,
you just jump back in to be like, no, this is the New Year's that I was actually hoping to start off with the entire time.
Obviously, I was going to celebrate Chinese New Year. I didn't mean our New Year. Come on.
So you can re-jumpstart your New Year's choice of whatever your resolution is.
Exactly. So whether it's to take an ice bath or if it's to... whatever.
It's not for us to tell you what will be.
Well, and here's the great thing. Think about this. You've got a new chance to restart, which means this week you kind of don't have to do anything. Because you're like, you know what? I'm going to start my resolution after the first of the year, which is Saturday. So...
you're good till then.
Like, right now, I'm just telling you, eat the donut, grab the sausage sandwich, and cancel the workout. Because New Year's is coming up. You might as well just... live now, you know?
And if you're like just joining, you're like, no, it's New Year's already over. Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Totally different.
Yeah, completely different.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome. Radio U.
Man, I got a crappy night of sleep last night. It's one of those things, a lot of tossing and turning and sweating. You ever do that where it's like you're under your blanket and you're so hot?
Yeah.
So then you open up your blanket and then you're like, I'm freezing.
You can't find
it. So you put the blanket back on.
You can't find a happy medium.
No. All night. On, off. On, off. I'm so cold. I'm so hot. I'm so cold. I'm so hot. Then I began to realize that the reason that I was not sleeping well last night is because I didn't take Gwyneth Paltrow's clean sleeping advice.
I told you going into the weekend, if you wanted to have a good night's sleep, why aren't you doing this?
I need to be doing what Gwyneth Paltrow tells me to do.
And you've already, I thought, realized that with her other tips and tricks.
Well, I've done a lot of the things she suggested, but I definitely steered away from these,
and I'm sorry. That's why your complexion looks better.
I know.
But you're still not sleeping good.
Yeah. A couple things. First off, 12-hour fasting window. So at 8 p.m.
I thought that was when you sleep.
Yes. You stop eating at 8 p.m. You don't eat again till 8 a.m. It's got to be a 12-hour window with no food.
I don't like that because I don't sleep as long as I'm supposed to each night.
Yeah.
If I slept
more.
So
you're just hungry the whole time?
Well, if I slept more, I wouldn't be as aggravated with that because then I would have less awake hours to be hungry.
That's a good call.
But here, that's a long time.
The other thing you need, heated socks. You need to put on some heated socks because, Nikki, that's perfect. Don't you love socks? And plus, they're heated. So you're just smothering yourself in a warm blanket.
It's the worst combination I've ever heard.
So she says with heated socks, it'll help you regulate your body temperature. Which, you know what? Last night, what was I having a hard time with?
Regulating your body temperature.
That's exactly right. I tried the stick one leg out method.
Yes, that always works. Come on.
Didn't work.
No?
Totally didn't work.
It's like you just put your leg out or your feet out and you're like,
I'll be fine. Nope. Totally didn't work. And then the other thing that she recommends are copper pillows.
None of this list do I like. What's a copper pillow? It's got essence of copper or?
Does it? I thought it was like.
Copper pillow.
A copper pillowcase. It's rejuvenating.
Like the color?
No, it's got copper in it. On the label, it tells you what it's made of, which is 100%
copper irons in it.
Cupron copper oxide polyester.
Wouldn't people try to steal this, like copper wiring? They're trying to take your pillowcase.
Probably.
When it doesn't realize how tough times are.
Well, it says here that this copper pillow is going to be skin rejuvenating. It's going to help fight wrinkles.
Well, you are supposed to take care. A lot of people don't realize you're supposed to wash your pillowcase a lot because, I mean, you're sleeping on it all the time.
No, leave the oils on there so that you can get the healthy oils for your skin that you need.
Anti-aging.
Okay, sure, whatever. And then
$60 for this pillow.
The other thing you want to do is they say you need to take some magnesium before bed. Because that's magnesium is nature's tranquilizer.
Natural sleeping aid. Hey, going back to the pillow, doesn't she, has Gwyneth Paltrow ever been to Costco to see the jelly bean pillows? They smell like jelly beans. Now that right there, it's like two pillows for $10.
I'm going to tell you.
Probably
that
not.
I think that's going to kill your fasting window. Because if you lay there smelling jelly beans for
whole night,
12 hours, you're getting jelly beans in the middle of the night.
You're right. It would be hurtful.
Got a big bowl of jelly bellies next to the bed. Just like, I need to fill up.
While you're at Costco, you can buy the big jelly bean jug.
Yeah.
So you could do that too.
And you just put it by your bed, just eating.
So this is her tips for what? Better sleep, you said, or just a better you?
Better you, better sleep, better whatever. I need some better. I said I had a terrible night of sleep last night. All the tricks, I tried them all. None of them worked.
You didn't know this list?
None of Gwyneth's tricks. Just my own tricks.
Now you know where you should start trying to help get a better night's sleep.
Man, that is the worst, right?
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I could go for a little something to eat right now.
A little something something?
Yeah. Nikki, what do you think about this? What about a deep fried hoagie?
So like a sub? That sounds pretty good.
But it's deep fried. The actual sub itself is battered and deep fried. It's called a zogi.
You can deep fry anything.
I know. Well, other people can. We can't. I had three people come up to me this weekend and go, yeah. Hey, are you guys really going to get a fryer?
It's an air fryer, not a deep fryer. Like, we cannot have a deep fryer in here.
That was the question that I had to talk about. I was like, no, I don't think we're going to get a deep fryer, but I'm really starting to give thought to an air fryer. What interested me was that all three of these people that I spoke to, none of them had ever heard of an air fryer. Are they new?
No, the air fryer we've been looking at, I mean, it's been around for quite a few years.
What do you mean by quite a few years?
Probably like five.
Okay, all right.
Maybe four or five.
Like age of the earth, that's pretty new.
Not like since the dawn of time when there was an oil pit where I feel like deep frying has
probably
come
started.
From. Yeah.
So you're saying ancient man made a hoagie, tripped, it went flying through the air.
It fell through batter first.
Right.
So it made its trip through the two bowls of whatever you do to batter it.
Uh-huh.
And then skipped like a skipping stone, skipped right on into the oil lake.
Where an elephant had died.
Yes, I guess.
And its fat was cooking.
Yes, and then...
In the hot springs.
After however long you deep fry something, a basket
bird... managed to pull it out.
...came and swooped down, got your sub hoagie out, dropped it on your prehistoric plate, and then that's the start of that.
And the man looked at it and said, "Zoinks!" And then someone was like...
Which was a popular phrase back then.
At the time.
Yeah.
And someone else was saying, "Hoagies!" And he was like, Zogies.
And that's how that was birthed.
Yeah, Zogies is the name of a restaurant that serves the Zogie. This is somewhere in Pennsville, which is in New Jersey.
They it say, definitely seems like a Jersey or a East Coast sort of thing.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, why can't the West Coast have
it
a Zogie?
It doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't feel like it?
Mm-mm.
If it was West Coast, it would be like, what we've done is we've taken these leaves and we've infused them with the flavor of leaves.
Well, it'd probably be baked, not deep fried.
Yeah, well, they got to get on board. That's all I'm saying right there. Yeah, it sounds interesting. But it just, again, I feel like every time I turn around, I come face to face with the Riot's great dilemma, which is we need a fryer and we don't have one.
You'd probably like a deep fried hoagie because that would be, in essence, the only thing we've had compared would be a Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
And that's
that
kind of
that ain't bad.
We don't hate that.
That ain't
that's
bad.
That's the deep fried sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, let's deep fry some stuff right now. Think about that. We could get, I'm still back on the
air fryer.
Air fryer. We could get some waffle fries. Yeah, put them in the air fryer. And Nikki, there's no oil in there.
By the time the show's over with.
We cooked it with air.
Magic air.
We cooked with air.
You could have your fries ready to go.
Ding. Oh, those are my fries. I have them every day after the show.
Health-wise, I don't think we should. Health and money-wise and safety. Well, air fryer, I'm not afraid of. The deep fryer in the studio, I'd be afraid of.
Oh, I'm very afraid of it. Maybe not so much you and me, but I'm afraid of what happens when we leave.
The weekend staff.
I feel like you and I could be quasi-responsible with it.
Sure.
I think we should make some Zogies. Steep fry this thing. Said us about everything.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
Let's talk about somebody who's 109 years old. She lives in Illinois, and she says she never smoked, she never drank, she's only had one husband. And you're like, well, then where's the fun in that? Check
normally,
this.
Normally, though, with the really, really old people, there'll be like someone who says, well, they had bacon every day. And
stop right there.
A whole thing of whiskey and all this stuff that normally, and they smoked a whatever a day. Whereas it's nice to hear someone who's lived that long who's not done that.
Here's what she says. She's not a smoker. She's not a drinker, but she loves the bacon.
The bacon, that's her thing?
That's it right
that's
there.
Kept her alive this entire, that the oil and like the stuff, that's the glue inside
of her. Is holding it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think, though, that maybe the news producers come in and they're like, all right, come on, Ruthie, let's talk. Now, you don't smoke or drink, okay, that's fine, but what do? You
had bacon. What's your thing?
You had bacon one time? All right, I want you to go on camera and tell everyone you love bacon.
That's our angle.
This story's got to have a hook, all right?
And how old is she?
She's 107? Yeah, no, 109. She just turned 109. Here's her cutting her birthday cake. I'll take some cake. That'll be my thing. When I'm 109 and I'll be like,
he's had a cake a year.
Like, did you ever drink? Oh, maybe. Did you ever smoke? I don't remember. Did you ever eat cake every
yes,
day?
That was it.
That was my whole life. So, he says she's doing great.
Like, great to hear.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to be featured in one of those stories, though, for fear, like.
I feel like that's the moment.
That's like the
death forgot about you, and then it's season. It's like, oh, I'm coming by.
It's like the Madden cover or something. So the second, like, you're featured on
curse.
It, then you're no longer 109.
Yeah. Okay. I
so
see that.
You've now started your new number.
Different one.
Yes, you're not a round number anymore.
No.
So that'd be terrible.
That's a shame. So, well, there you go. I say, you know, it's funny. Within the last half hour, I think I've told you guys to eat pig products like twice. Earlier, I said, it's
you
not the Chinese
sandwich.
New Year. Eat a sausage sandwich.
She said that.
And now, here's a 109-year-old lady. She's
bacon.
Eating bacon. You eat bacon.
This hour brought to you by the Pork Council. Apparently, someone over there, Big Pig, bought Obi.
Hey, you know what? Cheap. They gave me a pound of bacon and a sausage sandwich.
And I just hear you squealing every so often. And it's like, well, he has
to. It's not me. It's my micro pig.
Sure, your little guy over there.
I brought him in. He's on a leash. He's potty trained.
It's
I need
nice
to take
to know
him
you're
out.
Not allergic to a micro pig.
Oh, no. They make wonderful pets, Nikki. They have so much bacon. I mean, love to give.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
If you do door-to-door sales, like, I feel for you. I had somebody that came to my door, I guess it's been a couple of months ago, but she was trying to sell me, like, curriculum.
Like school curriculum?
Yeah. Like, to help tutor, and I'm like, I don't need him.
I'm good.
And I just thought, you know what? This is just something like, you have no idea what's going to be on the side of this door.
And you don't want to answer it, and you try not to answer it.
But the thing is, like, not just for us, that's one encounter. Mm-hmm. They have gone from door to door to door, having no idea what's on the other side of that. I mean, think about this. Let's make a deal. In our market, it's on Before the Price is Right. They have a whole segment where it's like, let's find out what's behind door number blank. That's their whole day.
If you're a door-to-door person like that, I can't imagine it's anything good. I don't even know how there's a market, like enough people buying stuff that way.
Well, let me ask you this. When's the last time somebody opened up a door and you were like, oh, I'm so glad we opened this door?
Sure, never.
In fact, you know what? I hear people say things like, you don't want to open a door to this.
Yeah, only to the UPS or FedEx guy, and that's about it.
I don't even open the door for them. They leave it on the porch.
You know, if you're there at the same time outside. And then they hand it to you and you can just take it in.
Okay, but see, they're still not at the door. I happened to be outside when they were there.
No, they'll come to the door.
My UPS guy, I just hear this.
He throws it at your house.
He just throws it from the truck.
Well, yours is different.
Oh, that's the postal service. UPS is a lot nicer than that. Where were we? Oh, right. Here we are in, let's see, just outside of Tulsa in Owosso, Oklahoma, if you don't know. And we've got a woman who answers the door, and there's another woman selling things door to door. We don't know what exactly she was selling, but she went ahead and invited her in, and then she wouldn't let the salesperson leave.
Well, so the salesperson was the one trying to go.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go now.
Hey, you should know that that's going to be crazy because no one would invite you in.
But that's your whole business model is, I hope they invite me in.
Not if it's like, the people that only come to my door are, like, if they're selling magazines or candy bars or some sort of religion or a political affiliation. And that's about it. But none of that requires them coming in your house.
Well, I mean, they'd like to come in.
No way. That's like a vacuum salesman or something.
They want to come in and vacuum the floors?
Yeah. Like they have a...
Has anybody tested your water?
Yeah. They have like a service to actually, like they're selling it.
Yeah. They're going to perform something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
which I've never had.
What, they've never come to your door?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's because you moved out to the boonies, Nikki.
No, even when I moved closer.
Okay. Well, in this particular case, they wouldn't let this, she wouldn't let the woman
person
out.
Leave?
The salesperson finally managed to sneak out the door and called the police. As she went running out the door, the woman went running after her, but not before she took all her clothes off and she was running down the street naked, screaming.
Oh, she had a breakdown.
So the police, eventually she went back to her house. The police came to the door. She's still naked and began telling them things and stuff. But yeah, she like not letting somebody leave. That's kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's got that going for her. Yeah.
Do you ever meet someone who just can't keep their clothes on because it's like oppressive or they feel like that's a sign that you don't want to go in their house right at that moment until that clears up.
Thanks for that. That's a sign.
Yes, like a little warning bell.
Just like a heads up that most people aren't just taking their clothes off all the time. I mean, I'll just stop right there. So just a heads up, like door-to-door sales, you got to be ready. And you might want to conduct your business on the porch.
It's where it's safest.
Why don't you come in? Well, why don't you come out and we'll talk here? That'd be great.
It's The Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Have you ever been over to a friend's apartment, dorm room, whatever, and it just stinks? And they kind of stink too, but for reasons you can't really contemplate, you're still friends. Maybe you were friends before they started stinking. Or maybe you just never noticed how much they really did stink until you went to their place.
But now you know.
But then it's kind of too late.
Yes.
Like your friends. Peeps at Aarhus University in Denmark, what they did was they took 410 people between the ages of 12 and 50. And here's what they noticed. They noticed that everybody was able to smell gasoline. Everybody could smell coffee. Everybody could smell fish. But then, when they wandered off into some more subtle smells, they began to notice a real break between people that are, say, over the age of 18 and under the age of 18. It goes like this. 1 in 7 people under 18 could not recognize the smell of sweat.
Hmm.
So that means
they wouldn't even know it if they had it.
You've got friends right now that don't know that they stink like sweat because they can't even smell it. 10% of people under the age of 18 were unable to identify the smell of cigarette smoke. Just couldn't smell it. But
that one I have a hard time believing. That you can normally smell.
Well, you know what, Nikki? I guess you're just mature for your age.
Apparently, because, my nose can smell it out.
92% of adults could recognize the smell of cigarette smoke. Let's see. Also, and I think this is a weird one, 87% of adults were able to recognize the smell of soap. Mm-hmm. Only 80% of people under the age of 18 could recognize the smell of smoke. But let me tell you where people under 18 really shined. More people under the age of 18 could smell Coke, like Coca-Cola, ketchup, biscuits, gum, marshmallows, candy bars.
All right. They were all that's where we're at.
Consistently able to properly identify
the important
those smells
stuff
over people over the age of 18, not as good at that.
As long as you can smell marshmallows.
Hey, it's important. And again, just something to think about. Your friend that just, gosh, they just stink. Like, why do you smell so bad? It could be that they don't even smell their smell. Now, of course, we all hit a point where we don't smell our smell because you've got this nerve in your nose that after that nerve's been fired a few times, it says, you know what? I'm tired. I'm not going to hit that anymore. It's called olfactory fatigue.
Yeah, you just get used to it.
But so you're used to your own stink, but it could be that your friend is not just used to their stink, but in reality, they are physically incapable. They really do need to grow up so they can figure out that they stink.
Or you can smell it, but you just don't care.
Well, there's that.
I think that's most people. It doesn't bother you.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Look, it's not you, it's me. It is. But if you have a pet other than a dog, I think you're weird.
Whatever. What? Cats are fine, too.
All right, fine. I'll give you cats.
Give us
fine.
Cats.
All right, well, then there's the line. If you've got a pet other than a dog or a cat, I'm just like, I don't get it.
There are some that make you wonder. It's just very odd.
So, again, listen, what did I start out saying? What did I say?
It's not them that it's you.
It's my limitations. I'm the one that can't understand. Not you. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. You're great. Come here. Can I see your back? I want to pat it.
And whatever pet that you have.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good on you. I'm just telling you that in my small little world, which you guys hear every day, just how small and limited I am. Dogs and cats.
Mostly just dogs.
Mostly just dogs. Because cats will kill me. I know that's true. And they'll kill you too. Or if you die, they'll eat you if you don't have someone come and take care of your cats. You're a potential food source for your cat. Anyway. So when I read this story here about a problem that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have spoken out about, I just look at it and go, well, what? It's not a problem. They say that if you're a pet rat breeder, there is the hantavirus. Anybody heard of the hantavirus? What that is that it's a little disease that's passed around in their I'm going to say excrement.
Sure.
I'll let you look that up and you can figure out what it is. But we've had 8 people here in the United States who have been infected.
With the disease?
Yeah.
What does it do? Is it like a virus? You don't have to say what it like specifically.
I'll tell you what. Look. CDC says fever, headache, and
the other
symptoms.
Sure. Yes. You don't have to explain that more.
It's a respiratory infection.
Like popcorn lung?
Well, I don't know if it stays with you like popcorn does.
I don't know.
But it sounds more pleasant.
And that's mostly people that they call it like pet rats, but that's because they breed them to then sell as food, right?
Some people keep them as pets. They're like, this is Ralphie. He's my little rat.
I think a lot of people, though, again, use it as selling for food.
What? They sell the rats for so they can eat?
No, they sell the rats to people who own like snakes and stuff.
So they feed the rats to the snakes?
Yes.
That's horrific.
Yeah, for people that make a living out of that, that's what they do. Because then you have a larger amount of these things in your house. They're not doing that, I don't think, for pets.
See, it's not you. It's me.
Just know some of that I don't understand.
No, I had an animal rights debate in like a morality class, mm-hmm. and somebody brought their snake and fed it a rat.
Can't stand that.
To just show that, look, why should we be any kinder to this than to the rat? You know, it's a whole thing. Like,
then you should have brought something in to feed the snake in to feed the snake to something.
Yeah, my debate partner was so terrified. He actually went to the prof afterwards and was like, "Hey, I think I should get a better grade because that was really unfair."
I just can't handle the stress of it. I kept telling him,
like, "Don't look at it." He's like, "Ah."
It's a snake. I'd be more afraid of just as much the snake and the rat. I can't handle either of them.
Well, I don't want either.
I don't like snakes or little. I don't like mice. I don't like rats.
So just a heads up, you know, if you got some pet rats, be careful what you breathe and touch.
Because you could be.
You could get Hanta.
You could be worried about that.
Hanta virus.
Sounds like Santa.
Oh. You know, some of these infections happened in December.
Around Christmas time?
This whole thing could be a huge misunderstanding. It could be the Santa virus.
They got the name wrong.
Sweaty fat man in the chimney. Don't you blame my rat!
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn!
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, sometimes you do something so many times, you say, you know what, this is not working out. It's not working, guys.
Yeah.
It worked once, maybe twice, but it's not working anymore. But I'll tell you what, people in Hollywood don't know what that means. They have no idea what you're talking about, which is why I read this weekend that they're going to make another Terminator movie.
Why? I thought they said after the last one did so bad, they weren't going to.
You know what?
That in articles.
You know what? Here's the thing, Nikki.
He specifically said that.
Why are you such a negative person?
I'm not negative. They were negative.
Why are you so negative? You know what? I mean to do well. Don't judge me on results. Let's talk about feelings and intentions.
They said that, which
I assume. They intended to do a good job.
I assume with the last Terminator. Which one was that one?
Genesis.
Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
They said that, hey, we're going to take a break because it did not do what they wanted it to do, and they were going to take a break for a while. It hasn't been break time yet.
Like, we're coming up on 2 years.
Has it been that long since Genesis came out? Really? Yeah.
Coming up on 2 years.
I was thinking like 10.
What, they need to take 10 years?
Yeah, like 10 years.
No, they can't take 10 years. Come
on. Really come back fresh with something new.
Well, they're going to come back with something new. They say it's going to be like, this will be it, though. This will close it all up. That never
happens. This all sounds like a bad relationship where you're like, no, we're going to make it. This is going to be great. We're going to get along this time.
When I was sitting here thinking through the Terminator movies in my head, I was like, Terminator Genesis, that was the fourth one. Nuh-uh. It was the fifth one.
Oh, really? Which one was there? Salvation?
Yeah. Look at you.
I know.
Come on.
I know. I don't like it. I don't watch it, but I remember the
name. Christian Bale was in it.
That was about it.
Yeah. And Bryce Dallas Howard. And Michael Ironside.
Mm.
It was directed by Mick G. I know a lot about stupid things, right?
Why won't you leave our heads? Just get out of our heads.
All
this worthless knowledge.
Hey, I thought Terminator 3 was actually very underrated. That is still a pretty good movie.
So what was the fourth one?
Salvation.
Salvation was?
Yeah, Terminator 3 was Rise of the Machines.
Oh, okay.
Salvation. Three. Five was Genesis. And Genesis was... They really tried. And for a little while, I was like, maybe. And then, no.
Never took off.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I picked up that on Blu-ray. Wait, stop. Stop.
Why?
Don't get mad at me. I got it for
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Well, it's not the first time today. I picked it up for about $3.
Yes.
And I keep meaning to go back and watch it. Like, I really want to. But I started to watch it once, and I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yet he hasn't. I don't understand either, guys.
Well, here's the deal. All right, here's the hook, okay? All right, they're going to try it again. They're going to make Terminator 6. Now, they won't put the number on it because when you say the number,
yeah,
just realize how ridiculous it is. But they're going to make this sixth movie. James Cameron's going to produce it. Now, remember, he produced 1 and 2. And 1 and 2 are their bread and butter. Those are the ones that everybody's like, remember the good old days when there was Terminator 2? Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. And then it's going to be directed by Tim Miller. And you're like, I don't know who that is. Remember the good old days last February when Deadpool came out?
Oh, he did that?
He directed Deadpool.
Oh, and he's the one not doing Deadpool 2.
Bringing it back.
Perfect.
We're going to have another Terminator movie.
Can't wait. And I didn't think we were going to get any good news today.
There it is. I know. So here's what I'm thinking, all right? We'll get together. We'll watch all five of the Terminator movies.
And then go and see the sixth one when it's out. Did they say next year or year after?
It's not
maybe?
Official. They say they're right now exploring the space, but it all looks really good. And by good, they mean favorable to get the movie made, not that the movie will be good.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Crap. Maybe I could get this on Amazon Prime now. I'm out of horse diapers.
What to do?
I'm out
today,
of them.
Like, do you have time to go shopping
for that?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I think I'm going to have to grab them from Amazon, just have them shipped over.
Okay, why do they have that, though? Because horses aren't inside.
Exactly what you just said.
So, like, why do you need that?
Auburn, Kentucky. There's a law there now in which it's a city ordinance. If you're going to have your horse about town.
Oh, I guess, yeah. If the horse leaves the farm.
Yeah, you got to put a diaper on it, which they call it a manure catching bag.
Yeah, if you've ever been on a horse carriage ride, a lot of times horses wear those.
Yeah, and so it's become this very contentious law in Auburn, Kentucky, because they're like, hey, guys, we don't want to do that. What you've got is a strong Amish community and then a strong not Amish community. The not Amish community doesn't really want all the horse poop everywhere. And there are now two Amish guys that are taking the city to court saying that is discriminating against their religion.
Oh, because just by way of that, they're the ones that have the horses that are riding them around town.
Right. So basically saying, like, look, you've created a law that discriminates against a group of people. This group of people lives a certain way because of their religion. Therefore, it's illegal. For that law is illegal.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem, though, from the horses. So,
My thing is, like, when I look at this, I can't even get into whether or not the law is discriminatory. I'm still stuck on horse diapers.
But it's not that. It is the bag on the back. It's weird. It's very weird.
I'm just amazed by it.
But that's if you've ever been on a horse carriage ride, that's a nice thing. Because, I mean, you don't want that on the road.
Okay, but all right. Wait, I just want to, can we get back here? Okay,
sure.
First off, somebody had to think of the idea. Good for them. Now, Nikki, right now, you and I are sitting here. We do radio.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, a lot of people would say that we deal in manure, if you know what I mean. Okay?
Yes.
So we're doing this,
yes.
Right? Right now, someone is getting out of bed or maybe is already there. They're turning the lights on at a small factory somewhere where they're manufacturing horse diapers. Yeah, that's what they're
doing.
Made
in the USA.
That's like their thing right now.
I'm not even searching on Amazon if that's there.
They're getting together. Like, that's a whole industry. There are people that are dedicated to it. There are rival businesses that are trying to sell them. They're trying to innovate. They're out in community selling these things. They have accounts with UPS for shipping to get them there on time.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. That's a whole industry that exists.
It's not in our world.
I don't know anything about it.
It's not in our world here. We're not even allowed to have horses here.
How much money do you think is in the horse diaper industry?
Probably if it's like handcrafted leather, probably a lot.
Do you think, but do we know that it is?
I'm not searching it. I don't want that search associated with my account. I'm not searching that stuff.
You know what?
I don't want to know.
You know what?
You're fine.
I have to do it right now.
You can take one for the team.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to search for it on Amazon so that way I'll see if I actually can.
What are you even searching? How do you even call it?
I'm going to look for a horse diaper.
See if that's what it's called.
You know what we're getting here? We're getting diaper bags for people that have horses on them. Not like
what you're looking for.
Not like, hey, my horse needs a diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I don't know how to search it, so it's fine.
Oh, now here's pet diapers. Jet.com can get me a diaper for my dog. A doggy diaper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what about, you ever bought a doggy diaper?
No, but I know for some pets who...
Oh, here's a donkey diaper.
Why? It's outside. I don't want to know.
But people like to bring their donkeys inside.
Nope, whatever.
I've talked to you about... Oh, boom! Bunbag.com, that's what they call it. They're based in Idaho. They're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, and they do international shipping.
How much is it?
The people, I haven't looked at prices yet, but okay, shop now. Let's take a look here. Are they disposable? Do you get
this? No, it's leather.
Okay, this is a dock. That's $90. So we haven't gotten into the actual thing itself, but just the I don't want, actually, that's good enough. I know they're in Idaho. That's really what I wanted to know.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
You know, relationships are cute when they start, but eventually...
They're on Instagram. It's fine.
You know what? I got to trade up for a younger one.